You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get back to the Daily Tip with Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. On a Monday here, in a few minutes, we will get to the NFL draft and how you can bank on maybe what some of these insiders are saying about who goes where in the upcoming NFL draft. Jenks, we know you do some side work with the Commanders. What are the feelings and the vibes right now in Washington about possibly getting a shiny new quarterback?
I think all the debate is who's it going to be, right? It's going to be Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Drake May. It's going to be Jaden Daniels. It's going to be Drake May. And there's two different schools of thought on that. We're hearing reports that it's going to be Jaden Daniels. But then some people are very big on Drake May because he has less experience in the college game. And so because of that lack of experience, he has maybe a higher ceiling or maybe he has more room to grow. You can choose either side of that debate. But I think the exciting thing as far as the Commanders go is that this is a team that I don't want to say is built to win now, because they're not. But this is a team that has done a really nice job during the offseason of bringing in some important pieces and some real subtle pieces that maybe didn't necessarily move the needle, but they had the most cap space of any team in the NFL going into the offseason. And so whether it's bringing in Austin Eckler, whether it's bringing in Bobby Wagner, whether it's signing Frankie Louvu, there's some really nice pieces on this team where, all right, they're not going to go out and make some sort of incredible run in the playoffs, but what they might do is be much more competitive in the division and surprise some people. And then if you get potentially a franchise quarterback in there, then long term you have the foundational pieces in place to be a very good football team, which is something that the Commanders haven't been able to say in a long, long time.
Yeah, I do feel like the teams who are possibly getting a new quarterback, those have to be the fan bases that are the most excited for the NFL draft, right? Because it's the ultimate sign of hope, because we see it with some of these young quarterbacks who come in. And although it is the rarity, it is certainly not the norm. They come in and immediately off the bat, they change the team. Look at CJ Stroud and look what the Texans were before he got to town. Look at Joe Burrow and what he did for the Bengals. So I think everybody is holding on to some glimmer of hope that maybe they found the next one kind of like that. Although it feels like the other, you know, standard or the other outcome is probably more probable. So does hope spring eternal? Are the fans actually excited for this? Or is there a feeling of like, maybe we get a good quarterback? I don't know. Is it cautious optimism? Like, what is the thermometer read?
People are very excited because this has been sort of a two-part level of excitement for the Commanders, honestly. The first part was, okay, now we have new ownership, right? And that was huge because Daniel Snyder was a bad owner. He was a bad human being, and people were conflicted here in DC. He was, I mean, I don't know. To put it lightly, yes, that is me being kind. But you know when the NFL says you need to go, when your fellow owners, who these guys stick together or stick as thieves, when they say, okay, it's time for you to go, it's time for you to go. So I think a lot of people in this city were conflicted because this city's dying for an NFL team that is good, that is competitive. And a lot of people said, okay, well, I want this team to win, but I don't want this guy to benefit. So how do you reconcile that, right? Like, the guy who benefits from your team winning is a guy that nobody likes. So now that he's gone, that was huge. And a lot of people were able to get back on board and say, okay, now I can support this team again without feeling guilty about it. And a great group of guys in place. Just imagine, like I said, imagine if you were used to Daniel Snyder, Chelsea, and all of a sudden you're like, now I know this is the Josh Harris group. And then a few weeks later, like Magic Johnson's in your locker room. You're like, what in the hell is Magic? Like the change, the lifting of the weight off the collective shoulders of the fans was huge. And so that was part one. And part two is, okay, now that's done. Part two is, we have a ton of room under the cap. We have a brand new head coach in Dan Quinn. We have new coordinators, and we have the number two overall pick. Now we can start building a football team because we have the ownership in place. So I think because of those two things, no one expected things to change overnight, but that's about as good as it gets if you're trying to rebuild a franchise from scratch, is you get the ownership group in place, and then you start building a team the right way. Whether it works out remains to be seen, but you can't ask for much more as a fan who suffered for 2+ decades.
Yeah, especially this time of year where every team has high hopes for the upcoming season. They have yet to be dashed just yet. But when it comes to betting on the NFL draft, it is the ultimate game of who do you trust. Like, we talk about this in baseball, you try to pick players and teams that you trust. But in the NFL draft, it's not a game. There's not a ball involved. Mm-hmm. You know, it is not a sport that is being played. It is simply an information-based market. So you really have to pick your sources wisely. But one highly regarded source, Adam Schefter, who's, you know, probably the number one, the top dog when it comes to NFL insiders, he has said that the Commanders have decided on LSU quarterback and reigning Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels as their choice with the number two overall pick. He says, and I quote, "I think you can go get those Jaden Daniels jerseys." Now, the odds on Jaden Daniels to go number two overall to the Commanders as it sits is -225. Jenks, to me, if I was going out to buy a uniform, I would want those odds to be much higher or much more juiced, I guess I would say. Because if this was a sure deal, wouldn't it be more than -225? Wouldn't it be like -1,000?
You would think, right? Oh, man, the NFL draft, this is such a crazy market. I do not like betting on the NFL draft at all. And this is exactly the reason why. So maybe Daniels is the guy. But again, things like this, the draft is still, what, a week and a half away? So we have plenty of time for things to change. And a lot of this has to do, not necessarily with the Commanders, because they have the number two overall pick, right? I don't know why they would be wanting to throw someone off, because we know the Bears are going with Caleb Williams. But you just never know the decision that a team is going to make, or they can change their minds too. When you have if you have the number two overall pick and you're deciding between Daniels or May, there's no question that you could continue looking at tape. You could continue having discussions. You discover something, you rethink things through, maybe you overanalyze and you change your mind. That can happen too. So I'm with you. If I'm betting on, well, I'm not going to bet this market, but I'm going to get a jersey that says Jaden Daniels on it, I'm going to wait until it's -1,000 minimum. I'm not going to go -200, because these odds could flip-flop by tomorrow.
Yeah, buying a jersey is a bet in itself, is it not? Like, when you are buying a jersey of your favorite player, like, imagine the people that bought Derrick Henry uniforms last year, and now they're sitting there saying, well, this was a bet that I did not win, or at least in the long term, because you got to win it for one whole season. And those jerseys are not cheap. And a lot of this is because it's not just one-sided. It is multifaceted in that, say, yeah, they really like Jaden Daniels, but they are offered some kind of package to trade. I don't think that this happens, but there are other teams involved here. And what, you know, if the rug is pulled out from underneath Caleb Williams and he doesn't go first overall, which I know is, you know, kind of out of the realm of what we're expecting, but still, there are other things that go into this other than just the Commanders simply liking Jaden Daniels.
Yes, exactly. There's a whole ton of factors that we don't even consider, right? because these guys are doing personal interviews. These guys are reaching out to members of Jane Daniels's coaching staff at LSU or Drake May's coaching staff at North Carolina. They're visiting pro days. They're looking at tape. And how much can I evaluate tape? Do you know what I mean? Like, I can look at tape and I can say, you know, Jane Daniels throws an incredible deep ball. And he does throw an incredible deep ball. How much of that projects to the pros? Does he take too many hits? What about Drake May? Does he have a higher ceiling because he has less college experience? I can give you my thoughts, but I'm also not a professional draft scout. There are guys that get paid to do this. So there are so many different factors when you look at a player and how he projects to the National Football League. Things that aren't really tangible that you have to look at and really go into the weeds, and you look at numbers now because it's such a metrics-based world that we live in, be it game planning or even looking at how someone might perform at the pro level. So absolutely, based on all those factors, why wouldn't you maybe change your mind or maybe go back and forth? Of course. So that's why this is a market that I'm not interested in betting. I am interested to see how it – this is not a time I would ever lay minus money. If I'm going to go after a bet on the draft, I'm going to go after a plus money bet that I think maybe might work in my favor or maybe get some closing line value, whatever. But it's a difficult market to bet.
Yeah, I think you bet on chaos. You know, you don't bet on like heavy favorites because we have seen chaos in the past. Like you were referring to Will Levis earlier. There was some Reddit thread that like claimed that he was going to be the favorite. And we actually saw a tangible movement in the odds that actually reflected this. And guess what? Will Levis did not go first overall. He went to my Titans, and I'm actually glad he landed there. But let me ask you this, because I honestly don't know the answer to this question. Has Adam Schefter been wrong on this ever? Like, I would say if there's somebody to trust, it's probably Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
But the problem lies with, I feel like there are agents that are pulling the strings here. And there is always somebody who is playing chess, not checkers, who is feeding him information in order to have some kind of ripple effect.
Well, yes, every source has an agenda. There is no question about that. I would say that based on his reputation, Adam Schefter and his reputation is about as good as it gets. And so if I'm a bettor or if I'm someone who's looking to trust a reporter, I see no reason why you wouldn't trust Adam Schefter. But again, things can change. This can be the situation as of now. But if something changes in the next week, whether it's talking to someone, an injury that was undisclosed, whatever it is, then this can change because information is fluid. Just because something is true now doesn't mean it'll be true in a week and a half. It probably will be. You never know.
I just think it's wild that he's only minus 225. Like, if it was really rock solid and no chance at not being this, wouldn't we see a higher price? Like, it's the price on, like, the Dodgers to win a game that has, like, chance built into it. So we'll see if Shefty was right.